What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And for those of you on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who, as usual, joins us on our third hours on Friday with her unique perspective on the world. So take it away, Claire.
All right. This falls under the Ron White one-liner, "You can't fix stupid." The EU has imposed more sanctions against Russia and blacklisted its deputy minister.
Oh, boy.
They've decided to broaden sanctions against Moscow today, I'm sure under U.S. pressure.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, as RT notes, more Russian individuals and firms are accused of delivering Siemens gas turbines to the Crimea, and they've been blacklisted. Now, the updated list includes the Russian Deputy Energy Minister, Andrei Sharazov, the head department of operational control and management in Russia's electric power industry, Evgeny Grabchak, and the state firm Technoromexport CEO Sergei Topor-Gilga. And this comes from Zero Hedge. This is something that has been expected. But Mike, I got to tell you, if I were a betting woman, I would be willing to bet that Russia's retaliation will be both swift and severely economically painful.
I don't think Russia's going to need to retaliate. I mean, all they're going to do is turn around to all the other countries and say, we'll do business with you.
Yeah. Well, and then there was the following article that I noted in Sputniknews.com. Moscow is reserving right to respond to EU sanctions extension over Siemens scandal. I think they're going to do something.
Well, they'll probably just sanction back here. But again, the first sanctions were a disaster for Europe.
Yeah.
Caused much more damage there than they did in Russia. The same thing is going to be true now. And you've got the member states of the EU who don't want to go along with this thing.
No, because they're getting hammered.
And they're very unhappy with Brussels over that, which together with the economic hardship caused by the ECB and the refugee crisis, I really don't think the EU is going to make it to the end of the year.
Yeah, another case of them shooting themselves in the foot.
Yes.
Let's pop over to Saudi Arabia, and apparently there has been some very disturbing footage of a Saudi siege against its own citizens. Now, apparently they are in the midst of an extreme and brutal crackdown against its own citizenry in the country's eastern province.
Well, you need to understand that those provinces did not agree with the replacement of the crown prince.
No.
And they're not supporting Bin Salman, and he's cracking down on them because the old king is not long for this world.
No,
yeah,
definitely. But there's another aspect of it. The Saudi monarchy and most of the Saudi people are Sunni Shiite.
Yes.
This particular area is Shia. And apparently water and electricity have been cut to the now completely besieged town of Al-Awamiya. And local activists continue to upload ground-level videos to social media revealing that the entire districts have been leveled. Mike, I mean, houses, schools, homes, gone.
And, of course, not a word from the corporate media.
Oh, heck no. And what really concerns me is the reality that this guy, Prince Salman, is President Trump's new BFF in the Middle East. Hello. And to any of the Trump people, Trump cabinet, etc., who might have people listening, I think our president really needs to think this decision through. This horrific torture, not only against the people of Yemen, but also against Salman's own Shia brother and sister Saudi Arabians, is completely unacceptable and absolutely completely at odds with true American values.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, boy.
But there's a bright note. You remember this week, there have been sanctions against Russia and Iran.
Yes.
Guess what they just did? They just inked a $2.5 billion deal on Monday to start a much-needed rail wagon operation production. The agreement came between the Industrial Development and Renovation Organization of Iran, or IDRO, if you're into acronyms, and Transmash Holding, which is Russia's largest rail equipment supplier. The two sides will set up a new joint venture, which will be 80% owned, though completely funded by the Russian partner. And apparently they're looking at, the Iranians are in the midst of what could be called an infrastructure building bonanza, emerging from decades of sanctions, which left much of the country's transportation infrastructure just in terrible, terrible shape.
Well, of course, the U.S. has now thrown sanctions back on there.
Yep.
But again, it's just driving Iran, as this demonstrates, into the Russian sphere of influence.
Yeah, and it's also driving Russia and China even closer together.
Yes.
Yeah, but with this one, I mean, you have to love the smell of irony in the morning.
I wish we could get that company to work on our light rail.
Oh, please don't get me started.
Okay.
The major roads, sort of at the business district where we turn up the road to go various places, it's in a war with my back, guys. I mean...
And you know what's really weird? First part of the year, Claire's choir did a concert at the Fun Fair, and the transportation people, the people behind the train, had a booth set up there to tell us what a wonderfully swell project this was all going to be. And I asked them point blank, when are you going to be done with the section of the track that's right in front of where we live? And they said, end of February. No problem. And here we are in August. It's still down there.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're having to go back into all the little track segments and replace the tensioning cables, which turned out to be not what they thought they were going to be. But I digress.
Oh, do we have a shout-out, honey? I think
yes,
we had the message.
We had the message. It's time to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network.
The next thing that I would like to talk about is mass Palestinian outpouring defeats Israeli land grab at Al-Aqsa Mosque. And apparently the mass civil disobedience of thousands of Palestinian people, and by the way, some of them were Christian who demonstrated. They may not even have been religious, but they've kind of pushed the Israeli government back, which is a very rare thing to have happen.
Well, we know, I mean, there's been a lot of talk in the hardliners in Israel about what's going on here. There we are.
Oh, thank you.
All right. There's been a lot of talk by the hardliners about just, you know, taking over the Temple Mount. We know that the group that manages the Temple Mount are saying that Israel has stolen documents regarding the ownership of the land and could, in theory, through fraud, come in and say, well, you know, funny thing, we were going through the old file cabinets and it turns out we own this land, so you're all going to have to leave now.
Yeah. Yeah, and apparently the spirit of unity amongst Jerusalemites has been extraordinary. Mm. People from all walks of life came up and very peacefully, and again, they weren't doing this with bombs and bullets, guys.
No, that was all on the side of the IDF.
Yeah, they were doing it with presence and mass presence and trying to make sure that things did stay as peaceful as possible. And to all those who kind of got the Israeli government to back away from the closure of Al-Aqsa, my hat's off to you, all of you.
Well,
all of you.
I don't think this is over, especially with one of Netanyahu's close confidants now flipping. He's made a deal with prosecutors.
Yeah.
He's going to stay out of jail.
Yeah.
But he's going to testify against Netanyahu. So Netanyahu's going to need a new distraction somewhere.
Yeah.
It could be Al-Aqsa. Could be invading Lebanon, but that's the way these politicians think. If they're in trouble, create a mess someplace else.
Create a distraction. That's what the Al-Aqsa Mosque was all about, was creating a distraction. Because Netanyahu had to know that, you know, that these charges were going to be brought up against him.
Oh, he's been dealing with these things for months and months now, and as it heats up. And again, he's playing to that portion of Israel's leadership, and all of the rabbis who are saying, it's ours, it's ours, it's ours, get the infidels off, and so forth.
Yeah. I'd like to address something that I know you talked about earlier, but I have it from a slightly different perspective. Now, this doesn't come sourced, guys, which means it doesn't come from the mountain. But South Korean military officials reportedly said that the USS Ronald Reagan and USS Carl Vinson were being considered for deployment to the North Korean peninsula. Pentagon didn't reply to a request from Sputnik News confirming or denying that these reports are true. And, Mike, let me ask a question because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that these two carrier groups have to come from just the opposite side of the world, where they may be stationed now. How long would it take under those kind of circumstances for them to get into position for any kind of confrontation.
Well, we know they're not on the other side of the world. We know that I think the Carl Vinson group is down in Indonesia right now, and I don't know where the Ronald Reagan is. How fast they can move is usually determined by the slowest ship in the group, because these carriers do not sail by themselves.
Right, right.
And in fact, I would say probably the slowest ships are going to be the submarines that are operating outside the picket line. So it's hard to say, but I would speculate probably if they got the order to go today, that they would they could be there in a week.
Okay.
And remember, we keep hearing this date of September 1st, September 1st, September 1st. As the go point for whatever it is they're going to do in North Korea.
Okay. I would like to hope that China's President Xi Jinping and President Trump are having some back-channel discussions on this, but the problem with that is how publicly Trump has demonized China on his Twitter account.
Well, you've got that. You've got the pressure in the South China Sea. Now you've got Donald Trump threatening a trade war. He's not going to get any cooperation at all from China.
Not only is he not going to get any cooperation, but the scenario that I fear the worst, Mike, is for China to make the decision to come to North Korea's aid militarily, should hostilities break out between the U.S. and North Korea.
Well,
what do you think?
I would hope that it would be limited to providing material support.
Yeah.
I don't think Xi Jinping wants to go to direct war with the United States over North Korea. I think he understands that the United States is using North Korea as a backdoor to war with China to destroy the yuan before it destroys the U.S. dollar. And I think Xi Jinping is ready to write off North Korea in order to avoid that confrontation, which is only a delaying tactic, because sooner or later the U.S. is going to get around to China anyway, the way things are going. Let's grab a quick phone call here. Turner in Pittsburgh. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm listening to another website called, I guess, Benjamin Fulford Updates, and a lot of the stuff he has to say just goes right over my head with all these different groups and stuff like that. But he did say one thing that I want your opinion on, if I may ask. He said that there may be a plot out on the current administration because the current president won't do what they say that he needs to do. He needs to declare America bankrupt, and by doing so, that supposedly set into forces that may actually improve the world. Is it possible for the current president to declare the America bankrupt? And if so, is it actually a step in the right direction? Can you expound on that?
Well, the instant anybody officially declares the U.S. government to be bankrupt, there are going to be economic consequences which are going to be felt more by the people than by the government itself. And it would mark the beginning of some serious economic hardship for the American people. But again, if you really think about how recklessly they've been printing up new money to cover all their debts, if they didn't have that that printing press at the Federal Reserve, the U.S. government would have been bankrupt a long, long time ago. And the big issue is going to be when they declare bankruptcy, you're going to see everybody dumping their treasuries. There are going to be repercussions all over the world. And unfortunately, at this point, I don't think there's any way to hold off a major, major crash. And we're hearing all of these top economic experts saying it's going to happen before the end of the year, maybe as soon as October.
Yeah, that's what it also said in the Fulford report, that there are foreign agents trying to get the current administration to admit that we are bankrupt so that we can proceed forward, whatever that means. Is this similar to your talking about a Soviet-style collapse? Because I hear you saying that, but I never really quite understand what you mean. So I'll hang up now to see what your answer is, okay?
Okay. Well, basically what I'm talking about, if you look at the end of the Soviet Union, it was a twofold problem, actually threefold. There was a lot of infighting between the reformers and the hardliners that was in full public view. There was a loss of all confidence and trust by the Soviet people, who had set up this ad hoc peer-to-peer communication system on fax machines called the Samizdat. And they came to understand they couldn't trust anything their government was saying. Then there was the economic problem. The Soviet Union overspent itself on their military, partly in response to the claims being made about the Strategic Defense Initiative, most of which never really worked out. And yeah, all three working together brought the Soviet Union down. The Russian people had about 3-4 months of very serious hard times they had to get through. And then, of course, they formed the new Russian Federation, and things are a lot better today than they were under the Soviet Union. And I'm seeing so many parallels between what happened in the Soviet Union and what's going on in this country now, along with obvious parallels between what's going on in this country right now and what was happening in Rome before it started to come apart. So in point of fact, that's what I mean when I say a Soviet Union-style collapse. And that, I think, would be the best possible outcome, because I don't want to see a civil war in the streets of America. No. I don't want to see a revolution. And one thing that was notable about the collapse of the Soviet Union, it was relatively bloodless. Now, some people got hurt. There was that final confrontation, an attempt at, by the hardliners to take control back. But, you know, that was a very, very small, very brief skirmish at best. And, of course, it would certainly end the United States aggressions against all these other countries, and we might be able to dodge a nuclear war if that happens.
All right. So, Claire, thanks, Mike.
All right, you got it. What is your next story?
Apparently, Pence's Balkan comments exposed Washington's Cold War ideology, according to Russians. Accusations made by Vice President Mike Pence that Russia is working to divide the Balkans from the West are destabilizing Southern Europe and exposing Washington's Cold War mentality, the Russian foreign minister said yesterday. Pence made the comments on Wednesday in Montenegro on the final leg of a tour designed to reassure Eastern Europe of Washington's commitment to its security despite doubts sowed by U.S. President Donald Trump's lukewarm support for NATO. And the ministry made this observation, very interesting. It is regrettable to note that Washington is sliding ever deeper into the primitive ideology of the Cold War era, which is completely detached from reality, the minister said. It had called on the United States to stop defaming Russia and its foreign policy, which it said was based on respect for all allies and readiness to work with international partners, the ministry said in a statement. Now, Mike, the Russian foreign ministry has got to know where all this Russia demonization is leading. There are those in the bowels of power in D.C. who are just mad dog crazy enough to envision a shooting war with Russia, China, Iran, or North Korea, take your pick, as a way to defuse the coming economic crash and to prevent the world from evolving into a more multipolar economic environment, which, ultimately, with the unhinged, surveilled state of America in decline, is nearly inevitable. Unfortunately, those in the bowels of power who desire this outcome have managed to deliberately stay pig ignorant of the real state of affairs when it comes to our military. Now, that said, I support and I respect our military completely. But the inevitable hard truth is this. At this very moment in its existence, the U.S. military does not have the weaponry, the troop strength, the money, or the manufacturing to ensure a positive outcome against Russia and or China, or Russia and Iran, or China and North Korea. Again, take your pick.
And even the Pentagon is out there saying, in a force-on-force war, the Russian army will annihilate the American army. Because, and as I said earlier in the show, even if they bring back the draft, look at the young draft age population. They're all a bunch of liberal whiners who cry at every little offense. 38% of them are obese from all the chemicals in our food. That is you're not going to get an effective fighting force out of that. And when you blend it together with the very expensive and poorly performing weapons coming out of our current military-industrial complex, it's a recipe for a disaster. And on the day when the U.S. government realizes they cannot win a conventional war against Russia or China, they'll resort to the nuclear weapons. We have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're looking at the feed on Fox News. Apparently, people in Illinois are just now getting their notices about their premium increases for Obamacare next year. And they're apparently it's pretty bad. It's really, really bad, and I think the GOP Congress, and specifically John McCain, may have handed the Democrats the perfect device for the Democrats to take Congress next year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rather amazing to see that in their eagerness to block Donald Trump at every turn, that they're willing to sacrifice their majority in Congress.
And they're hurting people.
They're
hurting people.
And of course they're hurting
it's
people.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it really is. All right, what's your next story?
Apparently Air France has expanded North Korea no-fly zone after missile miss.
Yes, that was a little uncomfortable. Apparently that rocket did come down not really close. Basically, one of their jets flew near the location where the missile came down 10 minutes after it came down.
Yeah. Missed it by about 60 miles. And this, the Air France KLM flies direct from Tokyo to Osaka, and the expansion of the no-fly zone could make the flights 10 to 30 minutes longer. And, which I know is going to be a pain for business passengers with schedules to keep. But, Mike, under the current circumstances, I completely understand Air France KLM's decision to do this.
Well, see, normally when somebody is going to do a missile test, they'll issue a notice to mariners and to aviators, aviation.
A NOTAR, right?
No, that's something else. NOTAM.
Yeah, okay.
And, for example, when they were flinging missiles all over the ocean just off Long Island, they had issued a NOTAM. And that was one of the pieces of evidence which led people to understand the TWA 800 was an accidental shoot down during a U.S. weapons test and had nothing to do with terrorists. So North Korea should have issued the same thing, or maybe they have such problems with their guidance that they're not really sure where that thing was going to come on down.
Yeah.
But somebody somewhere wasn't playing by the rules.
Yeah. Absolutely. The next article comes to us from Zero Hedge, antiwar.com. Russian sanctions and the coming crackdown on Americans. And this particular writer wrote an article and did an interview explaining that in his reading of the new Russian sanctions bill just signed by President Trump, there is a measure opening the door to a U.S. government crackdown on some of the non-mainstream media. In particular, there is a Section 221 of the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, which would punish persons who are engaging in transactions with the intelligence or defense sectors of the government of the Russian Federation. Now, if this sounds far-fetched, if the Russian government and RT are opposed to sanctions and you operate a website that also takes a line in opposition to these Russian sanctions, are you not doing the work of Russian intelligence?
Well, according to the Washington Post, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And we still have our little coffee cup here. Proud member of Washington Post's arm of Russian intelligence. Now, notice, though, that the language says engaging in transactions with the intelligence or defense sectors of the government of the Russian Federation. That would seem to me that merely saying that you're opposed to war is not going to get you in trouble. But if you are, in fact, communicating with Russia's intelligence agencies or the Defense Department, then you will be in trouble. And obviously, we're not doing either one.
No.
And I couldn't even get a reply from Goscinno when I wanted to go make movies. But
okay.
So, but yeah.
And when the Washington Pustule put this article out, sorry, couldn't resist.
Okay.
They were naming people like a Zero Hedge. Mm-hmm. Again, Tyler Durden is someone for whom I have a tremendous amount of respect. His intellectual capabilities and his abilities to lay things out intelligently are wonderful. And but to call this guy and his blog an agency of the Russian government, I mean, that's desperation on the cusp of madness, Mike.
It is. It's a return to McCarthyism.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Keylor Max's Nutramedical Heavy Metal Detox formula includes DMSA, dimercaptosuccinic acid, EDTA, ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid, cilantro, chlorella, garlic, in a special form that researchers have benefited from removing heavy metals, and acetylcysteine and alpha-lipoic acid. This oral formula is the best oral formula available in the world for removing heavy metals safely from the body. It also has a special Shilajit addition of trace elements from the Himalayan mountains and humic fulvic acid to replace trace minerals drawn out by the Keylor Max. Keylor Max is the best oral chelation agent available in the world, and you can obtain it at Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, 888-212-8871. That's Nutri, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or 888-212-8871.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we hand the microphone back over to the lovely Lady Claire here, apparently Representative Delaney is now officially in the 2020 election campaign for president. He wants to go for that Democratic nomination. And if Hillary is really serious that she's going to run as well, then Mr. Delaney, I would stay out of small aircraft.
And don't get depressed.
And don't get really, really, really depressed. Yeah. And he's out there already saying, if I'm elected president, I will fix Obamacare. So they're already sending the message, you're stuck with Obamacare for the next 3 years because they're not going to allow the Republicans to do anything to Obamacare. It's making too much money for the health insurance industries. And things that make money are good. And things that get in the way of making money are bad.
Yeah.
All right, your next story.
Well, this is nothing short of miraculous, and I almost couldn't believe it when I read it. Again, this comes to us from antiwar.com. U.S. likely to expand U.N. talks on North Korean sanctions. And diplomats familiar with the situation say that the U.S. is likely to expand its talks on trying to get the U.N. Security Council to impose a new round of sanctions against North Korea for its recent ICBM test, likely to show the resolution to more on the Security Council members. And it goes on to say it is noteworthy that this behind-the-scenes resolution exists at all, as just days ago, Ambassador Nikki Haley angrily dismissed the seeking of any action at the UN Security Council at all, saying the time for talk is over.
Oh my goodness, but, somebody blinked.
Yeah, but apparently the U.S. and China have been talking about this resolution all along, with the U.S. keeping Britain and France up to date with the situation, and the diplomats say they assume China has shown the resolution to Russia. And what is thoroughly amazing about all this is that Russia and China are still talking to the U.S. diplomatically after how they were treated by this country.
Especially the Russian diplomats.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. And
hang on. We're going to take a phone call here from Apostle over in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hope you and Claire are doing well.
We're doing fine. Yep. Thank you very much.
Okay, the two of you are a pleasure to see, especially on Fridays. Mike, you're a pleasure to see all the week, so.
Well, thank you, but I like looking at her.
So what's on your mind, Apostle?
My problem is what you just said about Obamacare, saying that the Democrats are going to win the Congress.
I said the Democrats could win the Congress.
It was possible.
It was possible.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, approval of Congress on the whole is 10%. But unfortunately, people are looking at the GOP just obstructing any effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. Everybody was just furious with John McCain for voting against the repeal when only a year ago he was just excoriating the Democrats for what a disaster Obamacare is. I think there were five GOP votes against that repeal, and that's what made the difference. And they should have voted it on through because it was one of not just Donald Trump's campaign promises. It was part of the platform of the GOP as a whole. And so I think you're going to have a lot of very angry voters looking at those double-digit rate increases that start in January.
Yeah.
And they're going to remember it come November.
Yeah, you're correct on that. But you know what? They're also going to know that the GOP tried to repeal it. You know what? You had three holdouts on it. You know, you had Collins, you had McCain, and I don't even know who the third was. But the thing is, people are seeing that, you know, it was three holdouts. I think they're going to be going more for Republican just to say, here, let's get rid of this. I think you're going to get a bigger GOP Congress in the next election cycle than we have now. I don't think the Democrats won anything in regards to this except a stick it up yours to Donald Trump. That's all.
Well, that's what both parties were in Congress apparently were up to. But American voters tend to think simplistically in terms of assigning blame. And they're going to say the Democrats did this, the Republicans did that. And I think most of these people who are getting these notifications of massive increases on Obamacare are going to be looking at the recent congressional vote and saying, yeah, the GOP failed. In fact, I'm already seeing these stories all over the media right now about how the Congress has sort of gone into the August recess with having accomplished nothing of any note in the last 8 months other than to push us closer and closer to war. And now, of course, we have this stunt that the Senate is doing where they're going to call pro forma sessions all during the recess so that Trump can't make a recess appointment.
Right, but of course they're seeing that this is a Democratic blockade in regards to anything Trump wants to do. I mean,
well,
more and more people
it's seen as bipartisan.
This.
You've got bipartisan support of Robert Mueller. You've got it's both parties. The deep state are very obviously at war with Donald Trump. And again, getting on back to the Obamacare repeal, that was a major part of Trump's promise, and his own party, the GOP, betrayed him on that, and I think the voters are going to remember that last year. And the other issue, of course, where they're going to get very upset is over the way that Republicans are going along with all of this nonsense about the Trump-Russia collusion and are just as eager as the Democrats to try and make the Hillary scandal go away. There are a few exceptions, of course, in there. But, you know, when Trump was down there in West Virginia, with the governor who just went from the Democratic to the Republican Party, switched over, you know, and Trump was out there telling the crowd, why isn't the Congress investigating Hillary Clinton? And, of course, the crowd just went wild shouting, lock her up, lock her up.
Yeah.
And so, again, I think Trump would have been smarter to actually do a veto fight with Congress over the Russian sanctions, and he would have lost, but it would have cemented in the eyes of the public that the problem is not Donald Trump. The problem is Congress.
Yes.
And, you know, Donald Trump, unfortunately, he's being blockaded on everything he's trying to do. He's being controlled and used. And, again, they're trying to make him look like he's a total failure. And they're going to take that into the 2018 elections and the 2020 elections.
You know what? I don't think Trump knew how deep that swamp was.
I said that even when he was still running for the nomination. I said my problem with Donald Trump is he is as dangerously naive about the reality of D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter was. And, you know, boy, I hate being right all the time. But Trump really is out of his depth. And he's got to regain the initiative. He's still got people working in his White House who are ready to hold the door as he gets kicked out.
Yeah, you know what? And everything he does, whatever, every person in Congress or the Senate, they have some sort of scam going on that they're hoping doesn't get materialized. They don't want it coming to the surface.
So, well, that's one of the reasons why they're so opposed to Donald Trump. It goes to the heart of that narcocracy. Because I can't imagine Donald Trump, if he finds out that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country, is going to sit still for that. Obama went along with the deal so that he could be president. That's why he was allowed in when he pulled ahead of Hillary Clinton. And part of that was another miscalculation on Hillary's part. She was so focused on Ron Paul's campaign that she wasn't paying attention as Obama started to close in on her.
You know what? I can't say she's naive. She's arrogant.
Oh, she's a pure sociopath.
Yep.
Absolutely. And she's dangerous. And while I am disappointed with Donald Trump, I do not regret my decision to support him, because if Hillary was in that White House, we would be at shooting war with Russia and China right now.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% there, Mike.
Okay,
thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call, and back to you, Claire.
Okay, well, and this really annoys and upsets me. The Senate panel has approved a bill to suspend aid to Palestinians. The Senate Foreign Relations Commission has voted today, 17-4, to pass a bill that would suspend all U.S. financial aid to the Palestinian Authority until they agree to end social programs, which congressmen describe as, quote-unquote, financial incentive for terrorism. The Palestinian General Delegation to the U.S. says the bill is misinformed and that the social programs in question are not intended to reward terror, but rather to provide bare minimum support to Palestinian families who lose their breadwinners to the occupation, and noted that the vast majority of these in question were unduly arrested or killed by Israel. And, of course, that's not going to really play well in Congress, as Israel has long presented these programs essentially as payment for terror attacks. And, of course, this doesn't account for the large number of Palestinians in Israeli prisons held without charges indefinitely or just on broad suspicion of incitement, whatever that means. Well, Mike, I guess that whatever Israel and AIPAC want from the U.S. Congress, Israel and AIPAC get.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Our Congress cannot agree on health care for the American people, but whatever Israel wants, it's a near unanimous vote.
Mm-hmm.
And we are living under foreign occupation. The government in Washington, D.C. is a puppet ruler for a foreign power, and we should not be comfortable with it, no more than the Iraqis are, the Afghani, the Yemenites, the Libyans. They're all fighting back.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are seeing a major Russian military exercise in Belarus next month, and it is the famed Russian tank corps that Putin is sending to NATO's border. Now, it is estimated that there will be as many as 100,000 Russian troops arriving in Belarus in September for what's called the Zapad military exercise, and with them will be a storied tank corps. The First Guards Tank Army, an historic corps-sized formation that President Vladimir Putin reassembled in 2015 is being sent to take part in the Zapad military exercise, which means West in Russian. A number of Western generals and politicians have expressed concerns about the Zapad military exercise in the next few months. And people like Army General Ben Hodges has said people are worried that this is a Trojan horse.
Of course, Russia's looking at all those NATO exercises on the other side of the border and saying exactly the same thing.
And there was one very disturbing statement made by Estonia's defense minister, Margus Taška, and it made this to Reuters in April. The minister's statement was, for Russian troops going to Belarus, it is a one-way ticket. Now, Mike, forgive me, but why in the name of heaven would this guy make this observation, except if he knows that there is going to be some horrific false flag coming to be blamed on Russia, North Korea, or Iran, or perhaps all three allegedly colluding to make it happen. And this is what is going to be used to get a world war going by the U.S.
It is a very strange statement.
Yeah.
Or he may simply be saying that these troops going into Belarus are simply going to stay there, much the way that the NATO troops following their supposed exercises are still in place in their in position.
In the Baltics and Eastern
Europe. They're not going home either.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the drills are scheduled to run between September 14th and 20th and will also involve naval and air units operating in and around the Baltic and North Sea. Let's just hope and pray, folks, that nothing goes sideways here. But to the people who read this blog and listen to the What Really Happened radio show, please, I'm saying this very calmly. I don't want to be Mrs. Chicken Little of Oahu. Have your preps for food, water, medication, and self-defense equipment you feel comfortable with, please, sorted by the 13th of next month.
Yeah, absolutely.
My sense is that something wicked this way comes, and we all need to be prepared for it and figure out who we can connect with in terms of our neighborhood, where people can work together and plan together and help each other out. That's going to be critical. And this also dovetails into another article here. U.S. plans global drills to counter Russian and other complex threats, top U.S. military officials. The U.S. military is shifting toward a more global exercise program in preparation to deter what they call a more assertive Russia, whatever the darn heck that means, as well as countering other complex threats, a senior officer commanding the U.S. forces in Europe has said. What we're eventually going toward is a globally integrated exercise program so that we are all working off the same sheet of music, I hate that phrase, in one combined global exercise, Air Force General Brigadier John Healy said, who directs the drills of U.S. forces in Europe, told Reuters. Healy said troops need to be prepared for increasingly complex threats all across all domains of war, land, sea, air, space, and cybersphere. The general went on to say that the training must include rehearsing possible conflicts and taking into account the global nature of the military threats facing the U.S. Well, Mike,
sounds like they're practicing to just conquer the whole world all at once.
Yeah,
get away from this piecemeal one at a time situation.
And the thing that just bothers me is that Russia has done absolutely nothing I can see to justify this demonization against it. And the world is watching how the unhinged, surveilled states of America continues to invade country after country, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, and Somalia, in order to accomplish regime change, and is very concerned about what country might be next in the USSA's crosshairs. Right now, were I a betting woman, I would bet that the next two countries on the USSA's high-interest targets list for regime change do-over are Iran and North Korea, although not necessarily in that order.
Well, it's the special high-interest targets list.
Yeah.
And, well, again, we're hearing September 1st for the attack on North Korea.
And October.
October for Iran.
Yeah.
You know, they're rushing. They're literally in a race against the economic collapse.
Yeah.
Because if the economy collapses and they don't have a big war to blame it on, the American people are going to point the finger of blame at Wall Street money junkies.
Mm-hmm.
And their enablers in the Congress.
Yes, absolutely. And here was another very disturbing article from Blacklisted News. A letter from H.R. McMaster said that Susan Rice would keep her top security clearance Almost a month after it was disclosed that President Obama's National Security Advisor Susan Rice was unmasking members of President Trump's team and other Americans, Trump's own National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, sent an official letter giving her unfettered and continuing access to classified information and waiving her need-to-know requirement on anything she viewed or received during her tenure, Circa has confirmed. The undated and unclassified letter from McMaster's was sent in the mail to Rice's home during the last week of April of this year. Trump was not aware of the letter or McMaster's decision, according to two senior West Wing officials and an intelligence officer who spoke to Circa, which is another very steady-as-she-goes blog. And I would like a word with Mr. McMaster. Why and how the darn heck did you let this happen?
Well, it's going to be a long-distance call because he's on his way to Afghanistan now.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Pauhana Friday. And what do you have for us, Claire?
Well, BAE, Britain's largest arms maker, just posted record profits. It has made $733 million in 6 months.
Yes.
And expects further growth in results posted weeks after surviving a high court challenge to its multi-billion dollar arms sales with Saudi Arabia. BAE lauded the sale of Typhoon jets to Oman and noted that its court victory over the anti-arms trade campaigners in the results, saying net profits soared 36% to £555 million, $733 million in U.S., in the 6 months to the end of June, compared with only £408 million a year earlier. It said its profits were boosted by UK government defence spending and a weak pound following Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Sales forged almost 10% higher to stand at $9.565 billion in total. Charles Woodburn, BAE's CEO, said BAE Systems' performance in the first half was consistent with our expectation and guidance for the year. We have a sound platform for medium-term growth underpinned by a clear and consistent strategy.
Start a war. Make money.
Yeah. Mr. Woodburn, a word, please. Your sound strategy is leaving hundreds of thousands dead and maimed for life in Yemen, courtesy of Saudi bombing runs against it. So glad you feel so great and completely conscience-free about this.
Now, in this country, the gun grabbers are trying to mount lawsuits against gun manufacturers saying they bear the guilt mm-hmm. for the murders committed with their product.
Yep.
Well, shouldn't the same thing apply to the arms manufacturers?
I agree.
Shouldn't the arms manufacturers bear part of the responsibility for the estimated 30 million people murdered by the United States government since mm-hmm. the end of World War II? I think they should.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's just so nasty out there.
Okay, we did this one.
Okay,
so
all righty. We've
got about
then
2 minutes left here.
All right. Oh, very interesting. YouTube's new ADL thought police punish conservatives while giving far-left extremists a pass. YouTube recently teamed up with the ultra-liberal Anti-Defamation League, ADL, for their Trusted Flaggers program to determine what people should and should not be allowed to watch as we continue the march towards a nanny state supported by the technocratic left. Originally organized to combat anti-Semitism, the ADL, with its Soros-linked national director who last worked in the Obama administration, now spouts hyperbolic propaganda against conservatives, while failing to apply the same nebulous standards to the left. For example, their recent push to lump all Trump supporters in with white supremacists while insulating progressives from far-left organizations such as the anti-Semitic black nationalist hate group, the New Black Panthers, and the increasingly violent Antifa. Well, Mike, this is a thoroughly predictable marriage between the ADL and YouTube, one which will censor and eliminate any content which is even has the slightest bit of logical criticism against Israel.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. All right, there's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. We hope you have a really good weekend. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller's program. And remember, take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. I have never seen the world in such danger of destruction globally in my entire lifetime, which is now getting very, very long. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.